Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Karen. I have many questions about the business of the special master and former President Donald Trump. First of all, who exactly are they looking for? What are the qualifications? Who do you think will be the special master?
Well, usually it's a retired judge who has experience in the area of the law that we're talking about. So this might be somebody who is, plenty of former judges down there who are retired and still practicing law. And there are a few names that have been bantered about that I've heard of that are who are very qualified. So it's going to be someone probably, you know, again, having a lot of experience in the issue of national security and these types of issues.
I've heard legal experts, lawyers say that the Florida judge's opinion was disingenuous. Bill Barr said her ruling was wrong. What do you think?
You know, I think so, too, and I'm going to try to keep politics out of this, but with the experience that I have, I know a lot of the people who give opinions about this and who write about it and who give commentary about it, and I have a lot of people who I really trust and I have people who I don't trust, and the people who I do trust have all said that same thing, including Bill Barr, that you're right, that this was a bad decision, that executive privilege does not attach to documents. A president's documents are the government's documents. They belong to the country. They don't belong to him. And the second thing is that Trump waited 2 weeks to bring this motion. The government had already looked at these documents. Number three, this is a federal investigation into national security top secret documents that have been left at a country club. And she interfered with that by delaying the investigation and inserting her own person into this. It's just wrong on so many levels, and I guess I just don't understand why it was so wrong.
Are prosecutors, and I know you talked to prosecutors, defense lawyers, both, are prosecutors afraid this will set a precedent and there will be delays in future cases around the country?
Well, I don't know about precedent, Bob, because this is unprecedented. I mean, everyone keeps using that word when it comes to these issues, but you just don't see presidents take top secret documents out of the White House, and you don't see warrants issued to former presidents' homes. So I don't know about setting a precedent, but it just reeks of politics. Even though I can't tell you that she's political, or I really don't know much about her you know, allegiance to Donald Trump. I mean, he appointed her, but that doesn't mean necessarily she's going to rule in his favor. But it just reeks that she's getting better treatment than the average person who would have a search warrant issued for his home.
Yeah, I was referring to ask the request for the special master setting some sort of precedent in future cases.
Yeah, it's very unusual because the government generally gets to call out what it wants. A special master is brought in only in very limited circumstances. But sure, it could set a ruling and it could certainly set a precedent that, you know, that if you want to delay something, ask for a special master.
And will the Department of Justice not appeal this because that would delay it further? Or could the Department of Justice just ask for a clarification here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I bet they're thinking about that if they're not writing the appeal brief. It could delay it, but the appellate court would probably hear it on an expedited basis.
Let's talk a little bit about this lawsuit against Fox brought by the Dominion voting machine company. Depositions are being taken now.
Yes.
Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, I would have just said, you know, listen, you've got 2 days to get a special master recommendation. I'll make the recommendation. The special master has 48 hours to review the documents. There are only 11,000 of them. You can review that very quickly, and we'll be done with this in 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. But she didn't even do that. Mm-hmm. So
who's being deposed now in this Dominion lawsuit?
So Dominion, you know, is a voting technology company, and all the people at Fox who said things about the voting machines and the fraudulent allegations are being deposed. Judge Pirro, was that her name?
Yes.
She's she made some very strong comments saying that the election machines were faulty and were used to defraud Donald Trump in the election. And all of those comments, you know, they've not been proven to be true. And in fact, they've been proven to be false. And Dominion has a really good lawsuit for about $1.6 billion against Fox and the management for making false statements. So I think we're going to see all these people who made those comments in a deposition trying to explain why they said what they said.
All right. Now, can you explain what this lawsuit involving the Nirvana album cover is all about?
Well, Nirvana album cover. Remember the little baby that was had a picture on the cover of one of their albums. I'm not a Nirvana fan, but it's a little naked boy. And in this guy, now an adult, of course, is bringing a lawsuit saying this is child pornography, and you're publishing this over and over again violates my rights. And the judge threw it out, saying, "No, you waited too long. There's a statute of limitations, and if you wanted to have brought that before, you should have done it sooner."
On your show Sunday, you had the lawyer who is filing this lawsuit on behalf of the monkeys against the FBI. What did the lawyer have to say?
There was the FBI kept a dossier on the monkeys, thinking, I guess, that they were anti-Vietnam War, they were subversive. I mean, they kept dossiers on Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra and of course, the Beatles. But they did get some documents early on, and they were redacted, and now they're going to try to get the rest of them just to see, for fun, what the FBI thought of the monkeys.
And do you suggest that people just try to file something to figure out if the FBI had a file on them?
Are you feeling, Bob, that maybe there's something out there about you?
There'd be nothing in there. It'd be very boring, be very dull. Maybe one little piece of scrap paper in there. Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Thanks, Karen. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning.
All right.